Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Local and federal authorities performed what they call a historic drug raid in the city's Kensington neighborhood. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District says the 33-person indictment is the largest to come out of the district in a century. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more from the police department's 24th, 25th district, where police and FBI held a press conference.
The organization authorities called the Weymouth Street Drug Trafficking Organization, and they said it operated primarily on the 3100 block of Weymouth Street in Kensington. That's about half a block from McPherson Square Park. In total, officials say 22 people were arrested this morning as they served 11 search warrants that happened in and around that 3100 block of Weymouth Street, but also in San Juan, Puerto Rico, Wilmington, Delaware, and Millville, New Jersey. The allegations in this case date back nearly a decade to 2016. Agents seized copious amounts of fentanyl and other narcotics, and dozens of firearms. They said this organization really personified the intersection of drug trafficking and the violence that they bring to the communities in which they operate.
Officials named the leader of the organization as Jose Antonio Morales Nieves, who they say owned the 3100 block of Weymouth Street. Two police officers are hospitalized after they were hit by a driver in Plymouth Township. As we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, one of the officers was run over multiple times.
Montgomery County Deputy Chief of Detectives Tom Nolan says it all started with a 911 call for a reckless driver around 12:40 p.m. near Narcissa and Hickory Roads. Police responded and found that car in the parking lot of the DoubleTree Hotel across from the Plymouth Meeting Mall. Nolan says the driver of the 2021 white Mercedes SUV backed into the police vehicle. The officer got out.
The suspect drives directly at him. The officer does discharge his firearm at the vehicle, and the officer is struck at that point.
Nolan says the SUV drove out of the officer's sight. Then as that officer was trying to apply a tourniquet to himself, the SUV hit him again, backed up, and hit the officer two more times before driving away. Nolan says the driver of the Mercedes slammed head-on into another officer responding to the initial assist call.
The two officers are in hospitals. Nolan says he doesn't have specifics, but has been told both officers are in stable condition. The driver was taken into custody and is also hospitalized. A large water main break has created a mess in North Philadelphia. A car was stuck in a sinkhole. Several homes were flooded. KYW's Sunny Morgan has more.
Officials at the Philadelphia Water Department say it was around 9 a.m. when a 30-inch main ruptured on 9th Street between Berks and Montgomery near Temple University's campus. Half of a Honda SUV that was parked on the block ended up inside of a sinkhole caused by the water main break. Bird, a tow truck driver, says it took about 2 hours to get the SUV out.
So when I got here, it was a white Honda in a sinkhole, and all this water going down the hill going from Montgomery to Berks. Bunch of cars flooded.
Local nonprofit APM sits on the northwest corner of 9th and Berks and sustained damage from the flooding. Jody Robinson, their maintenance director, says most of their first floor was flooded.
The water rushed down and for some reason it pooled right here and we kind of flooded in here and got a lot of water damage.
Crews could be seen assessing the damage and going door to door to talk to residents. Today is the first day federal employees are going entirely without pay because of the ongoing government shutdown. Air traffic controllers are among them, and that's starting to have ripple effects at airports nationwide. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy stopped at Philly International today to highlight the problem. And as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, the secretary says he's willing to freeze his own federal pay during this time to stand in solidarity with those workers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy highlighted the fact that members of Congress are still being paid during this time.
I never thought it was appropriate that you get paid while the rest of the government does not.
He also did not mince words when asked if he would freeze his federal pay like the employees he's standing up for.
Yeah, I would have no problem doing that. Yes.
He says the wear and tear of working without pay is showing up in air traffic controllers in a number of ways.
If I listen to the controllers who talk to me, they'll tell me about their own stresses, financial, and how they have to take a second job.
Duffy adds that an increase in callouts is making it tough for airlines to stay on schedule.
Duffy says this problem will continue to get worse if the shutdown continues into the holiday season when there's an increase in travel. Philadelphia isn't just the birthplace of America, but home to all sorts of firsts, like the nation's first hospital, zoo, and university, and the invention of the Slinky. To celebrate America's 250th birthday next year, 52 weeks of firsts will be highlighted throughout the city. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
Signing of the Constitution.
The Philadelphia Historic District 250th Committee has announced a list of 52 weeks of firsts. Each week of 2026, a Philly original will be honored at free events in neighborhoods throughout the city. It kicks off the first week of January in Old City, honoring the first hot air balloon flight in America that took place in 1793. Things wrap up in the last week of December with Philly Food First at the Reading Terminal Market, recognizing the creation of cheesesteaks, water ice, and bubblegum.
Other Philly firsts on the list are the creation of the first ice cream soda, the first circus performance, the first public Girl Scout cookie sale, and the first flower show. A complete list of events can be found at visitphilly.com. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.